Welcome to the More Than Fitness Podcast.
In this mini-sode of the More Than Fitness Podcast, I want to focus on why you need systems and not goals. I think outcome goals are super helpful. For example, lose 20 pounds, make $10,000 more this year, or bench 225 pounds, or something like that. That's an end goal. That's an outcome goal that you're striving for. But the problem with goals like these is that it doesn't elicit any action. It's more so just a dream or a wish, it's a goal that you want later on down the road. But what it doesn't tell you what you need to do right now. It doesn't tell you what you need to do today. It's like you could say, okay, I want to lose 20 pounds, so I know I need to eat better. It's like, okay, what does eat better mean, right? So instead of focusing on these outcome goals, instead of focusing on this big mountain that you have to climb in front of you, right? So if 20 pounds loss is at the top of that mountain, you can be at the bottom of that thing looking up and it can be daunting. You can have paralysis by analysis. So you're overthinking everything. You know that there's so much work that needs to be done. So you don't end up doing anything at all, right? So instead of focusing on that, what you need to focus on instead is your systems day to day. And whenever I say systems, it's just a fancy word for your daily habits, your daily routines, your daily rituals. It's like, what are you going to do today to eventually lead to that outcome goal of 20 pounds lost, right? So these are daily process goals that you need to focus on. And the point of these daily process goals is to set these mini systems basically throughout your day that will eventually lead to 20 pounds lost over time. And for my online coaching clients that I work with, I have two options basically for nutrition. One option is to count calories and macros. And some people love this. And that's fine. It works really well. But then for other people who don't want to track calories, they don't want to track macros, at least not as extensively, I have a habit-based tracker, right? And it's and you know what? For you guys listening to the podcast, I'm going to tell you exactly how to do it. So I want you to listen up. You could possibly get out a pad and pen. If you're driving, please do not do that. But I use a point system with them, and it rewards consistency on a daily basis, right? So here's how it works. Let's say I give them 5 daily process goals to hit. One of those could be to have 25 to 30 grams of protein with every single meal. And so for those of you who don't know, 25 to 30 grams of protein would be like 4 ounces of meat, basically. So that would be one process goal. Another process goal could be to have 1 serving of fruits and or veggies with every single meal, right? Okay, that's another process goal. After that would be either they work out that day, or if they do some type of cardio, or if they go on some type of walk, that would be another process goal. And every time they hit this one of these process goals, they give themselves a point on that day, right? So for example, if they eat 30 grams of protein with every single meal on Monday, they would give themselves 1 point for Monday. Then if they also had 1 serving of fruit and or veggies with every single meal, then they'd give themselves another point. So they'd have 2 points total on Monday. Then if they also worked out on Monday, they would earn another point. And so they'd get 3 points total. Let's say another goal would be to have a side salad with lunch every single day. Let's say on Monday, they didn't get that. So what they would do is they would just put down a 0, right? So they would still be at 3 points for Monday. And then let's say the 5th one would be no snacking in between meals. So I want them to eat 3 meals per day, spaced about 4 to 5 hours apart with no snacking in between those meals, right? If they did that, then they would earn another point. So let's say they did that. So they got that point. So out of the five process goals that I just said, they got 4 out of 5 points. That's really good. That's a great day right there. And that's what I would do. So the entire week, I would have them try to hit those 5 process goals every single day. And then what we would do is at the end of the week, we would review it and I would total up all the points. And then let's say, so you can earn 5 points a day, right? It's 5 times 7 is 35. There's 35 total points that they can get for an entire week. Let's say they got 25 points total, right, on week one. Or let's say they got 17 points, right, on week one. Okay, that's great. That's a starting point. And we also know that by those 5 goals, that those 5 daily process goals that they have written down, we can see what weak areas or what areas they're weak in, right? So if they constantly get zeros in the protein with every meal section, we know, okay, let's go ahead and let's figure out some ways to add some more protein to each of those meals. So maybe it'd be like have a half scoop of whey protein with each meal, right? Or you're going to add in a shake after your workouts, or at every single meal, you're going to add in 2 more ounces of meat, right? Or you're going to have, you're going to buy some Greek yogurt and you're going to have one of those with at least 2 meals, or you're going to have it as a snack, right? So just these little things that you can manipulate within this single daily process goal that aligns with your future outcome goal of losing 20 pounds, because all of those things are quote unquote healthy habits that are going to lead to them eating fewer calories and burning more calories than what they're consuming. And whenever you do that, you create a calorie deficit and then therefore you lose weight, right? And so I'll also monitor their weight, their daily weight. And this is how we know, okay, are you on track with reaching your outcome goal in 12 weeks, 16 weeks, 6 months, et cetera? I know our rate of progress is aligned with our goal. And if we're not losing weight at the rate that I would like to each week, then we're going to have to double down. I'm going to have to get onto them, but hey, you've got to be a little bit more strict with getting protein at each meal. So what I want you to do is tomorrow, try to get more protein in by doing X, Y, and Z, and then report back to me. And then we'll go over any obstacles that you ran into. And then we'll go from there, right? And what this does is it narrows down their focus, right? Like I said in the beginning, you see that big mountain of, oh, I've got to lose 20 pounds. There's so much shit I need to be doing. I'm worried about it. I don't even know what first step to take, right? So what this does is it gives them specific actionable goals, like objective black and white goals. Like did you have a serving of vegetables with this meal or not? No, you don't get a point. Yes, you do get a point, right? And then you add those up at the end of the day. But whenever you have these systems, what it also does is it sets up, these are habits that people can use for the rest of their life, right? They know that, okay, even if they stop working with me, then they know, okay, all I need to do is I need to stop thinking in weeks or months or years or my entire outcome goal, like everything that I want to do because I want to make big, big changes. It's like, okay, let's narrow my focus down a little bit. What do I need to get done today? And you can take it down even further. It's like, what do you need to eat for dinner, right? Like what, if you need to go out and get some fresh fruits and vegetables at the grocery store, that's what you need to do. That's the next step that you need to take. And you shouldn't move on, or you shouldn't overanalyze and overwhelm yourself with tons of future goals before you go out and get some fresh fruits and veggies. Like that's the next step. So narrow down your focus with daily systems and daily process goals instead of focusing on one long-term outcome goal. I hope this has been helpful. As always, if this has been helpful, please let me know, send me a DM. And I'm excited for you guys to give this a try. And I hope it works for you. So until next time. And that is that, my friends. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the More Than Fitness podcast. And please, if you could help me out a little bit here and leave a rate and review in iTunes, and also take a screenshot and post it up on your IG story. Tag me at MattMcLeod6. I'd love to share it. I'd love to connect with you. I'd love to hear your feedback about the podcast, and also so that we can share the word with other people. I would love to build up this community, build up this tribe of people that we have like you and I, and get the word out there. Also, if you want more free content, you can check the links in the description. I have my free 4-week workout plan, The Ultimate Physique Development. And also, if you want to work with me online, one-on-one for personal coaching, you can check the link in the description as well. And anything else you need, please send me an email, send me a DM. I would love to hear from you. Again, thank you so much for listening.